Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Dalet in Maseches Nedarim. I am Zocha to learn this with you from the old city, Yerushalayim HaKodesh, overlooking the Kotel at Netiv Aryeh. It's a hot day here in Yerushalayim, but it doesn't stop many people. It seems to me that there are more people now during the 3 weeks that are coming. And one day they should come not to sit and mourn the fact that the only thing that we have left is this wall, this beautiful holy wall, but one day they should come besimcha, as the Bein HaMitzarim have already begun, and the Torah and Tefillah that is part of Klal Yisrael and is so connected to Ki Mitzion Teitzeser, to these holy stones in Yerushalayim, Be'ezer Hashem, may we be able to rejoice. Looking forward to one day. It's a little bit lonely. Yeshiva is relatively empty. And even though there are many people who come, but there's so many people I feel connected to around the world. But most of them are not here. Most of them are not here. And I record this daf, Bodad, alone. And Mirtz Hashem, all the Nidchei Yisrael should come. And one day we should continue to learn the daf Hayomi. And then the sugyas and kachim will be halach lemaisa alive and halach lemaisa. I still wonder what's going to be with taharis, how we're going to learn taharis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eliyahu HaNavi will help us out with that as well. Today's daf is not going to deal with taharis or kachim. It's going to deal with the halachas of hefker. We're going to continue on from the sugya on daf mem gimel that had dealt with hefker kodem leneder and hefker achara neder, and that's going to cause the Gemara to discuss halachos of hefker. Of course, as you could see, the daf in front of you is relatively short. So let's pick up already going back mem gimel amud beis, last word on the third to last line, basically two lines from the bottom. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, hamafker sadeu kol shleishi yom yochel achzer bo mikan ve'elech ein yochel achzer bo. If a person makes his field hefker, then he's actually allowed to make a cancellation. Even if he said, Reuven said that his field is hefker on Sunday, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he'll be able to be mafgir his field. After that, he no longer is able to make it hefker. The Gemara contrasts this to the following phenomenon. What if he says that the field is going to be hefker for one day? L'shabbos achas, l'chodesh achas, l'shana achas, l'shavua achas. If a person says it's going to be hefker for a particular time, so then the halacha goes like this. Ad shelo zocha ba, if someone was not zocha in it, bein hu bein acher yochel achzer ba, then he's allowed to renege. Mishezocha ba, but if somebody comes along and is zocha in it, bein hu bein acher ein yochel achzer bo, then he's not going to be able to renege. Now the Gemara analyzes this brisa through the prism of the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan that we had on yesterday's daf on daf mem gimel, and we are going to remind ourselves now of that machlokes. At the end of the Mishnah on daf mem gimel amid aleph, we have the suggestion of the Tanakhama, of what happens. Fascinating case. Let's take a look for that matter inside the Mishnah to remind ourselves inside. About 10 lines from the bottom on Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, Mahalchin V'derech, Ve'ein Lo Ma Yochal. Someone was going on the way and he doesn't have that which to eat. And the only person who has something to eat is the individual who there was a neder on that he can't derive benefit from him. So no saying Le'echod L'shum Atona, Valo Mutarbo. So then if there are three people, so let's say Levi is not allowed to eat from Reuven, so Reuven gives it to Shimon and Shimon will give it to Levi. Im eini ma'amacher, the Mishnah says, Miniach ala selo la geder, va'oimer reim ufkar in the chol mishiachbetz va'loi noita va'echol. The other option is for Reuven to make it hefker and then Shimon could take it. Rabbi Yosi does not allow it. Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion, the Gemara explains right away, because hefker is like a matana. And just like a matana, ma matana da ad asim rishus naislam rishus mekabel, af hefker ad asim rishus zocha. Just like when it comes to a matana, when Reuven gives something to Shimon, the way it works is that Reuven takes it from his rishus and puts it into Shimon's rishus. Says Rabbi Yossi, the same way Hefker. Hefker, the standard way of understanding it, is that Reuven makes it ownerless. It belongs to, quote-unquote, ownerless. And then Shimon is zochit from ownerless. Rabbi Yossi says that is not how it works. Reuven is relinquishing his rights on condition, and then Shimon comes along and takes it. Analyzes our Gemara, that's exactly the issue over here in terms of the Reisha and the Seifa. In other words, the beginning of the Braisa that had said that the halacha is that a person has up until 3 days to renege, and then he can no longer renege. So, and it has no bearing on the status of Hefker, whether someone comes along and grabs it or not. That would indicate, like the Shita, the Rabbanan, that a person can make something quote-unquote ownerless, and that's a state in of itself. And therefore, if after 3 days he doesn't renege, it belongs to ownerless. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, if it doesn't belong to Shimon, it still belongs to Reuven. Hence, the Gemara goes on and says, Reisha Rabbanan. The Reisha is following the Shita of the Rabbanan. Seifa Rabbi Yossi, but the Seifa is following the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that up until Shimon is Zochit, belongs to Reuven. Now let's think. In the case over here where a person is mafkir his field, in the case of the Seifa on the top of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph for a short period of time, in that case we learned that the individual is allowed to renege up until someone else is zoche in it. That's very much reminiscent to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that until Shimon comes along and takes ownership, so then in such a case, it didn't really leave Reuven's Rishos. Hence suggests the Gemara, that's the pshat in the Seifa, Bein Hu Bein Acher, Yochel Zakos Ba. So that's what the Gemara means when it says, Reisha Rabbanan, Seif Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula. Ula says there's another way of reading the Seifa. Seifa Nami Rabbani. Seifa could also be following the Rabbanan. In other words, you could say that it belongs to ownerless. Says the Gemara, really? Ihachi. Amay Achelo Zachaba. Bein Hu, Bein Acher, Yochel Achserba. If we're going to say that it belongs to ownerless, why doesn't it belong to ownerless immediately? And why can the individual renege up until Shimon is ochen it? Answers the Gemara, Shani Shana Ushavua Delo Shchichi. This is a strange case. This is a case where a person says, Sadazu Mufkeres Liyom Echad, L'Shabbos Echad, L'Chodesh Echad, L'Shana Achas, L'Shavua Achas. Shavua Achas is for a 7-year period, the period of Shemitah. That's a strange type of case. And therefore, since it's not common, we're even skeptical, if you will, on a certain level, on this guy's intentions. Does he really want to be mafkirt? He's mafkirt, he wants to be mafkirt, but for only a short period of time, or for a very long period of time, but for only a circumscribed amount of time. So since it is a circumscribed amount of time and that's not shchiach, so then the halacha is going to be different. The halacha is going to say that because he's trying to hold on to the strings, so therefore we'll say that he'll be able to be chozer. In other words, when he said he was half being mafkirit, he wasn't entirely being mafkirit. And the chidush over here that the Gemara wants to suggest is that once he's holding on to the strings in the circumscribed amount of time, then he's even holding on to the strings that he's going to be able to be chozer. However, if he's holding on to the strings of his ability to be able to be chozer, so then in such a case, he'll be able to be chozer before someone else grabs the rishus. Once someone else grabs the rishus, then it's going to be too late. Rish Lakish Amar. Rish Lakish's take is the following. Midaseifa Rabbi Yossi, Reisha Nami Rabbi Yossi. Rish Lakish's take is that the Seifa seems to be following Rabbi Yossi because it doesn't enter or exit, Reuven's Rishus until Shimon is Zoch in it. So he goes with the original Svar of the Gemara that follows Rabbi Yossi, and he's Mechadesh, that the Reisha as well is also following Rabbi Yossi. And that is the case of the fellow who's Mafkir the field for an unlimited amount of time, but then he could be Chozer within 3 days. Reisha Nami Rabbi Yosi. Reisha Einu Taima. And yet, then what is the rationale of the Reisha if we're following Rabbi Yosi? And we delineate 3 days. In other words, according to Rabbi Yosi, as long as Shimon is not Zoch in it, Reuven's always allowed to back out. The reason why we gave a number of 3 days is because at the end of the day, if a person is going to always be able to back out, even though technically Rabbi Yosi says they should be able to, but then people are going to forget the concept of Hefker, and therefore Midrabanan, they said after 3 days you can't renege. The Mefarish says it nicely and clearly about 15 lines from the bottom, where it says Rashi on the Rashi side of the page, Mishum de lo lishkach Torah's Hefker, the Midaraisa vade lo have Hefker, Minatar it's certainly not Hefker, Adas Rishus Zoche, until it goes in the Zoche's Rishus. Ulolam calls man de lo asli de Zoche lo have Hefker Gomer, and until it comes into his Rishus, it's not a full Hefker. Vichayiv, Chiyuv de Truma Meiser, and then he has a Chiyuv of Truma and Meiser. The Nafgamina is whether, as we saw on yesterday's daf, according to Rabbi Yosi, until Shimon is Kona, then Reuven is going to be Chayiv in Truma and Meiser. So back into the Gemara, 3 lines of Banu Yachi, Afil Mi Yom Arishon Nami Lavi Efker. If that was so, then why do we say 3 days, even from the first day? Why were they mesakin specifically 3 days? Amar Abba mipnei haramoyim, because there were tricksters, the mafkirin v'hadrin b'hun, that they would be mafkir and then take it back. The Mefarish explains, as was referred to in yesterday's daf, that what people would do, let's take a look, Amar Abba, the Mefarish about 9 lines from the bottom, b'dinu d'lavi hefker midrabanan. Really, the hefker should start midrabanan already from the first moment. El mipnei haramoim, tricksters, the boy lafkiya sadasam mitruma. They would try to get out of the chiyuv of truma umaiser. Now we know that the halacha is that hefker is potter from truma umaisers. We love to connect to the inyana dioma of shmita. Of course, that is why fruits of shmita do not require trumas and maestros, because they are hefker. So this is what people would do. The fruits on my tree in my backyard, I don't have to give trumas and maestros on, because they budded during Shemitah, and therefore they are hefker. What happens if it's a regular year? So then I have to give trumas and maestros. But a way to get out of it, if I was a ramoy chas v'chalila, so I'd be mafkir the fruits, v'hadrin b'hun, and then they would take it back. Avol d'oraisa lo have hefker. So now the Gemara says, okay, so what you're saying is that midrabanan, they made the takana the first 3 days, anybody could renege. Afterwards, they can't. And then you're saying midaraisa, it's not considered hefker. Asks the Gemara, but now you have a nuchshash, turning to Amid Beis. V'dilma asi l'asure min achiyuv al aptur, u'min aptur al achiyuv. The Gemara now has a very, very sharp question. The Ran explains beautifully. The Gemara is asking like this. According to Rabbi Yosi, after 3 days, the halach is that he can't be chozer as a takana midrabana. And therefore, min ha-Torah, the fruits are still belonging to Reuven. Midrabanan, Reuven can't be chozer from the hefker. Now what is the mindset of people when they look at this chiyuv, that this halacha midrabanan? On the one hand, midrabanan they can't be chozer. On the other hand, min haTorah, really it still belongs to Reuven. So says the Gemara, we should be afraid that he's going to come to take Meiser off min hachiyuv al haptur. In other words, let's take a look at the Ran. Dibra maschu parchin avol d'oraisa, about 8 or 9 lines into the wide. Uparchin an avol d'oraisa lo ave hefker. V'dilma osu l'suri min achiv al aptur. Amikan ve'elach en yachal achzabo parach. We're asking on the state after 3 days. Dikamar t'nehid medina Rabbi Yosi yachal achzabo. Really, according to Rabbi Yosi, you should be able to be chozer v'lo havi hefker. But tikkun rabbanon lo havi hefker. So rabbanon are misakin as hefker. Uvavada shechayvu b'meiser. So then it comes out that this fruit is still chayv and meiser. Kivin the midaraisa lo ave hefker. even though it's hefker mid rabbanan min haTorah, it's still chayv meiser. Didn't he? Parenthetically, the Ran adds, sheyicholim lepotra mishum hefker bezin hefker. The Chachamim could have said that Hefker Bezin Hefker would be operative over here and then say you're even Pater Min HaTorah, but they didn't want to do that. If that's so, we should be afraid of the following. Vadai. The person then who's Zoche, he would say, Kiwan Shisiguni Chachamim B'mashe Sechisi Hefker Gomer Hu. He would assume that the Rabbanan say that since Reuven is not allowed to back out, so then when I'm Zochid, it is a full-fledged Hefker. V'chazar de'idach midina lo klum. And when he's going to back out, that's not a halachically anything at all. V'zeh she'chayvuni b'maiser. And I, they say that I'm still chayvim maiser after 3 days. Eino el midivrayim. Mibnei gzeres haroin. So the person who is Zochinit is going to say, no, I'm not really chayiv. Gzeres haron she shamanu chazarasa v'chashavasa she chazar v'ena klum. She lukach heich zichuni behefker. How would they allow me to give you, take me from this hefker? V'asu l'asuri midover zeh. And he'll end up taking off meiser from this thing, shu savar she potter, which he thinks is generally potter, al dover acher, shu potter min adin. On something else that's potter min adin, kigon chitin shegadu ba'atzit sheinu nakiv. If something grows in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, v'savru d'lahavi tarvayu midrabban, he thinks both of them are chayv midrabbanan, v'lei say, and that's not true. D'ma d'zochi bei zochi midaraisa, the item that he was zochi in, even according to Rabbi Yossi, he's zochi min haTorah, michayiv, kim d'chazarasa d'mafkir mahani medina, since the ability of the Reuven to be chozer works min hadin, so then nimtza shein ze zocha min hefker, so Shimon's not really being zocha from hefker. V'chi maisa meperes halalun, when he's taking off maisa from these fruits, al osan shel otza shein nakav avili maisa min achiv al aptur, then it's considered as if he's taking off from achiv aptur. And vice versa. Umin aptur al achiv, continues the Gemara. And also, he's going to end up saying, okay, these fruits are nachayiv min haTorah, and they only made a gzera midrabanan because really they're hefker. So then he's going to take from peros of the otzitz shein anakov that's only chayiv midrabanan and use that to be patir the fruits that it was ocha from the hefker, and that you can't do because those fruits are still chayiv meiser min haTorah. Now, according to the Ran's girsa, it doesn't say umin aptur alachiyuv. However, according to many, we do have the Girsa min Aptur al-Chiv as well, and we explained it in both directions. The Gemara says we should have this concern according to Rabbi Yossi. Darminale, we warn him, we tell him, to the Zoche, Kima Asarta, Aser Mineu Bey. You should only take off Meiser from the fruits that you were Zoche onto the fruits that you were Zoche. So therefore, whatever he's thinking is not going to be a problem that he won't come lahafrish min achiyuv al aptur or mehaptur al achiyuv. Meisive, the Gemara asks the following shayla, hamafkir es karmoy. If a person makes his vineyard hefker, uloshacher, and the next morning, amaru bitzroy, he goes and he begins to prune it. So, on the one he made a hefker, then he goes out and acts as if he owns it. Chayiv beperet ubolos ubshikha ubpe upater min ha-meiser. The halacha is that he's chayiv in all of the halachos of tzedakah, as he is the Baal HaBayis. And the reason is because it says azov ta'azov. There's a gzeres hakosev that in such a case, the Baal HaBayis who's mafkir and chozer and zoche, he's going to be chayiv in peret, however, and olulos and peya, he's still going to be potter meiser as if it's hefker. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishlema le'ula derabbanan. According to Ula, who had explained within the braisa, within the shita of the Rabbanan, so then beautifully, derabbanan k'tanila, it works within the Rabbanan, udaraisa k'tanila, and also works minatora. Minatora, he's not able to be chozer, and therefore it's potter from meiser. Elul Reish Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, am I potter min a meiser? Why is he going to be potter from meiser? At the end of the day, according to Reish Lakish, who had learned that we were following Reb Yossi, According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not fully hefker. If it's not fully hefker, why is it potter for meiser? Amalecha, he will answer you. Reish Lakish will answer, ki amri another Rabbi Yossi, ha rabbanani. I'll say like this, I'll say that that price is following Rabbi Yossi, but this price is following Rabbanan, and you're right. The only way that it could be a full hefker is as described in this case of a mafker is karmoy, which is a brisa that appears in Chulin and in Tzmura and Baba Karmel Chavches, all of those places, we're going to explain that according to the Rabbanim, because it's clear that over there, it's considered a full meiser, and you're right, even though the brisa that we had started out with, the brisa that a person that was mafkir it, and he has 3 days to renege, could follow Rabbi Yossi, this brisa must follow the Chachamim. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Dalid in Meseches Nedarim.